Another god is fame and fortune. We create our own gods. They are no different than the stone idols at the time of Abraham. They just have different forms. They have come from the imagination of man. They have nothing to do with true reality. He said, the one God is Ahura Mazda. Apart from him, without him, nothing exists. Listen to the statement. It's a beautiful statement because he's saying that all of reality is a manifestation of the one God. He is but one, changeless, same now and forever. He then introduces a new concept. He calls it the Sentamainu, called the Holy Spirit. He says it's the metaphorical son of Ahura Mazda. Its symbol is fire. It is the active agent which created the world and all that is good. In other words, the Godhead does not come from its hidden realm into the realm of the world to create. It emanates a spirit which creates, called Sentamainu. The Holy Spirit creates the universe. We say God created the universe. That's correct. But God, the Godhead, does not come into the universe to create it. It sends a spirit to create it. It enters man through man's volition, and it leads to all good thoughts, good words, and good deeds, which is the triad of Zoroaster. Good, meaning aligned with truth, thoughts, which lead to good deeds, good words, which lead to deeds. Knowledge, volition, action. The primal mind, another new concept, is the creator. So the spirit comes to create, but it creates through a primal mind. Creation is identical with thought in this reality. In other words, when that spirit thinks, it creates. When humans think, they then have to think about something and then transform that thought through volition and action into reality. When the Creator thinks, it is. So the creation and everything that is simply a thought of the Creator. It's called the primal mind. It is, we will learn later, the primal mind that communicates with the prophets. It is the voice out of the burning bush. Because God does not enter in that realm. But it is God that is speaking. Because the primal mind is a perfect reflection of God's will. It is God's will. To say it is God that spoke to Moses from the burning bush, you would be correct. Do not argue with a person about this. But if you say it is the Holy Spirit, the most great spirit that spoke to Moses out of the burning bush, you would also be correct. And if you were then to say it's the primal mind which speaks from the burning bush, you would also be correct. If two people argue about religion, they're both wrong. He then introduces angels. They're divine attributes which are personified. When we call a person an angel, we're not calling the personality an angel. We're calling the angelic nature of that person the angel. The reflection of divine realities in that individual. When individuals are detached from the world, they become and reflect the perfections of God, we call them angels. It's angel refers to the perfection, not to the personality. In the other world, angels refer to spiritual realities or perfections. They're not people. What we call people is persona. They're not souls. They're spiritual realities. The manifestations of God are not interested in ideas. Not the ideas we talk about. They're interested in realities.